All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 17th of November, 2020. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel, and also want to encourage you to keep your questions, any comments you might have, send them along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. I do like to encourage you to consider signing up for my newsletter. It's a weekly letter as well as a monthly letter that focuses primarily on the mining sector, the exploration sector primarily, gold and silver with the focus there. But we also send out a monthly letter, and we did send out our November monthly letter this morning. Encourage you also to consider signing up for Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? Chen Lin's website, and his that escapes my memory at the moment. But you look him up and you'll find him, Chen Lin. What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? We'd like to also suggest that you consider Michael Oliver's work. He will not be with us today. I expect we'll have Michael with us next week. It's olivermsa.com, olivermsa.com. Chenpicks.com. It just came to my mind. Chenpicks.com is a place to go for Chen Lin's letter. Also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for this week are Benchmark Metals, NV Gold, Hannon Metals, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, Lion One Metals, Grand Portage, GMV Minerals, SK Mining Corp, and Cassiar Gold Mining, Cassiar Gold Corp. I've titled today's show, Why Inflation is on the Horizon. Lynn Alden returns and Marco Rock visits for the first time. Corwin Coe of Sitco was supposed to be with us today, but he was unable to join me because of a major storm that's occurring on the West Coast. He did send me an email shortly before the show, and I spoke to him briefly on his cell phone, which is very rapidly declining with the energy that he has left in the phone, and so he just felt that he couldn't be with us. He said he traveled downtown Vancouver and saw all the lights were out, the stoplights, everything, so there's a major storm at least on that part of the West Coast, and that has put Corwin out of commission with us today. However, he did send along some notes. Things are moving along very nicely for Corwin Coe's company, Sitka Gold, and they're doing extremely well on their exploration efforts. They are a sponsor to this show. I'm not sure that I mentioned that a moment ago. He sent along this email, he said, the storm is just really crazy. I'm not going to be able to be with you today. He said that they are very excited about the company's prospects moving forward and expects to have additional drill results from their RC Gold project in the Yukon any time now. And he does expect sometime this week to have something out, he tells me, and then again next week. And I should say that they did have a very impressive early drill result of 139 meters grading 0.619 grams of gold per ton. I know that Corwin is extremely excited about the Yukon project. That's of the three that he has, that's the one he's really most bullish on. And I think what's really important to focus on is this is a company that has three projects that are being drilled. It's got a market cap of around $11 million in U.S. money, or in Canadian money, actually. To me, it's one of the most underpriced, promising exploration stocks that I follow, and it is one of my major holdings personally. The company is also starting a major marketing program so there are going to be more eyeballs on this stock. So if people start to realize its value, you could see an appreciation on that, along with some really good drill results, which I am anticipating. Now, the company also will be providing some information from its Burrow Creek gold project, and it's a gold and silver project in Arizona. That's the most advanced project the company has. Very promising, a lot of upside exploration there. The real wild card for this company is the Alpha Gold project in Nevada, and indeed the company had drilled one deep drill hole, and the drill hole wandered off in the wrong direction to a great extent, but they did get a lot of information, a lot of geological information that they think is going to be very helpful. They're seeing some very promising signs in their search for a Carlin-style gold deposit there in Nevada along the Cortez Trend. I should mention, I noted that Michael will not be with us today, but I should say that he did talk a little bit. I'll just pass along a couple of his ideas that he passed along this weekend, November. In his November 15 missive on gold, he said, despite the very sharp decline in the price of gold with the recent vaccine news, which really set the equity market soaring and I guess gave people less reason to think they need to own gold, he says that Michael expressed no worries at all about gold. He said, and I quote, at present, there are simply no structures to break that are within shouting distance. Therefore, MSA does not think gold is at a top, end of quote. And then he went on to say that he would not be surprised to see a peak in gold of around $10,000 or so per ounce over the next year or two. At that point, at some point in time, he believes that his momentum work will provide a very definite exit point. Just as one who watches and reads Michael's daily misses, almost daily, not every day, but very often, many times during the week, he'll send out his charts and his commentary, and it's almost always very, very helpful in terms of knowing when to stay in something and when to get out. Now, he's not for short-term traders, but if you take a longer-term investment viewpoint, I don't know of anybody, never has anybody been better for me personally. As a technical analyst, never has there been a better technical analyst for me personally than Michael Oliver in his work. And time and time again, when lots of people were getting nervous about gold, Michael's work said, no, nothing to fear, stay with it. But just as surely, when the time comes to get out, he'll be telling us that too. And his call back in 2012, he got out in very good time, not at the exact peak, but certainly I wished that I had been following him at that time. I'm sure my portfolio would have fared much better. Well, as I mentioned, Lynn Alden is going to be with us, and we're going to talk to her about the inflation-deflation issues, the prospects. When you have trillions of dollars being printed, a lot of people think that's just a slam dunk for inflation. Well, it may not be so. It's more complicated than that. Fiscal policy, or not fiscal policy may come into play. Lots of different parameters, different things that could take place that will be important to discuss with Lynn, and we'll get her thoughts on that. And I want to ask her a little bit about Bitcoin, too, because it seems as though Lynn has turned somewhat bullish on Bitcoin, and so I want to have a discussion with her about that. What does she feel about the vaccines, and to what extent will that help turn things around? Is everything going to be honky-dory now that we're promised a vaccine that's going to be on this provided to us very soon, within a number of months? Those and many more questions we'll be asking Lynn about. Now, we are going to go to a commercial break now, but don't go away, because we're going to talk to Marco Rock. He is the CEO of a new and very exciting company that I've just recently started coverage in my newsletter on. That's Cassiar Gold Corp. And Marco will be with me right after the break. So please don't go away. We'll be right back then.
Be become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Benchmark Metals is an advanced gold-silver exploration company that is rapidly advancing its Canadian gold-silver project to a production decision. Benchmark is nearing completion of its largest program to date, with up to 100,000 meters of resource expansion and definition drilling in 2020. The multi-million ounce potential project is expected to have a new mineral resource estimate and PEA study completed in 2021. The company is backed by the Metals Group management team and believes this aggressive program will be complemented by one of the strongest commodity bull markets in decades. Visit BenchmarkMetals.com and subscribe to follow their success.
Cassiar Gold Corp. trades on the OTCQB under the symbol CGLCF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GLDC. Its flagship asset, the Cassiar Gold Project, is a large advanced-stage, road-accessible gold property with an NI 43-101-compliant resource estimate of 1 million ounces at 1.43 grams per ton gold at the Taurus near-surface bulk tonnage gold deposit and 15 kilometers of high-grade gold prospects. The property hosts several past-producing high-grade gold mines and is in search for the next multi-million-ounce gold camp in British Columbia.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.